The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the second chapter. When the time came for their purification according to the law of Moses, Mary and Joseph brought Jesus up to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. As it is written in the law of the Lord, every firstborn male shall be designated as holy to the Lord. And they offered a sacrifice according to what is stated in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons. Now there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. This man was righteous and devout, looking forward to the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit rested on him. It had been revealed to him by the Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Messiah. Guided by the Spirit, Simeon came into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him what was customary under the law, Simeon took him in his arms and praised God, saying,
"Master, now you are dismissing your servant in peace, according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the presence of all people, a light for the revelation of the Gentiles, and for glory to your people Israel."
And the child's father and mother were amazed at what was being said about him. Then Simeon blessed them and said to his mother Mary,
"This child is destined for the calling and guiding of man in Israel, and to be a sign who will be opposed, so that the inner thought of man will be revealed, and a sword will pierce your own soul too."
There was also a prophet, Anna, the daughter of Phanuel, of the tribe of Asher. When Mary and Joseph had finished everything required by the law of the Lord, they returned to Galilee, to their own town of Nazareth. The child grew and became strong, filled with wisdom, and the favor of God was upon him. The Gospel of the Lord. I want to thank John and Marilyn for adding their voices to the gospel this morning. Brothers and sisters in Christ, grace to you and peace from God the Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, what is this story about the baby Jesus doing here in the middle of Epiphany season? Today's gospel reflects a festival Sunday in the year of the church. It's the presentation of our Lord. And it occurs 40 days after Christmas. 40 being one of those big biblical numbers. But it also has to do, again, as we have in each Sunday of this season of Epiphany, revealed Jesus in a new way. And I'm just going to start where we started in the beginning. Jesus was revealed. First by that star in Bethlehem, then to the wise men, by the angels in Bethlehem. Jesus was revealed at his baptism by John pointing to him and saying, "Look, here is the Lamb of God." And by the skies opening up and the voice of the Lord saying, "This is my beloved Son, listen to him." And now we back up again to Jesus' infancy, and we see these old people who have waited a long time, had been promised a long time ago that they would see the Messiah, that they would encounter the Messiah. The remarkable and wonderful thing about this story, though, and all of those stories, as Jesus was revealed in all of these Sundays in Epiphany, in all of these ways that Jesus was revealed, there weren't any miracles yet. Did you ever think about that? Jesus hadn't done anything yet. But through the Holy Spirit, and Luke makes this especially clear, through the Holy Spirit, Jesus is made known. Think about it. Old Simeon, old Anna, waiting for the promise. And not knowing in their entire lifetimes how that promise would be revealed. But they knew they were waiting for a Savior. They were waiting for someone who would let the world know that God is still in charge. I mean, they were living in occupied territory. Rome was in charge. But they waited, and they waited faithfully. It says Anna was 84 years old. And you know what? I don't think of 84 as all that old anymore. I want to thank some of you for that. Especially some of you who still shovel your own snow. And yeah, you know. But their generations before them had waited. And here they were. In the crowning years of their life, at the temple, because they were advised by the Holy Spirit, they should be in the temple right now. And instead of a great teacher or a great preacher, instead of someone who would come in and organize armies, in come two parents. Just parents. And they say that they gave an offering of two turtle doves, which the scholars say that meant that they didn't have a lot. They weren't in poverty, but they weren't required to give, you know, an ox or anything big. So, just common parents with a 40-day-old baby. It's like a month and a half old baby. And through the grace of God, Simeon and Anna saw their salvation. In that infant. There were no stars, there were no bells and whistles, there were no audible signs, no trumpets. But they saw this infant, and through the grace of God, recognized their salvation. Frederick Buechner writes, Jesus was still in his diapers when his parents brought him to the temple in Jerusalem to present him to the Lord, as the custom was, and to offer a sacrifice. And that's when old Simeon spotted him. Years before, he'd been told he wouldn't die till he'd seen the Messiah with his own two eyes, and time was running out. When the moment finally came, one look through his cataract lenses was all it took. He asked if it would be all right to hold the baby in his arms. And they told him to go ahead, but be careful not to drop him. Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace according to thy word, for mine eyes have seen thy salvation, he said. I like the old version better too. The baby playing with the fringes of his beard. The parents were pleased as punch, and so he blessed them too for good measure. And then something about the mother stopped him, and his expression changed. What he saw in her face was a long way off, but it was there so plainly he couldn't pretend. He said, "A sword will pierce through your soul." And he would rather have bitten off his tongue than said it. But in that holy place, he felt he had no choice. Here's where I think the Christmas story meets the real world. You see, I think many of us look for Jesus in the flash, in the strong and the powerful, and the things we can experience. But Simeon knew just as certain that he was looking at his own salvation in that 40-day-old baby, is that there would be tremendous suffering that goes along with that salvation. In their aged wisdom, Simeon and Anna knew that this baby wasn't bringing a triumphant picnic, but that this baby had something deeper and stronger and fuller to offer. This baby, as Simeon said, is God's salvation. That we might not see it the way we want to see it or expect to see it, but Jesus is where we meet God's salvation. And salvation often comes to us in the darkest places. When have you experienced God most closely in your lifetimes? For many people, it's during grief. In those dark nights when you can't hardly put one foot in front of the other for the sorrow. For many, it's in an illness where you can't keep up with your friends anymore. But you learn that God is so present, so nurturing, so available. In a job loss, in a community downturn, you name whatever it is that the world looks upon as a failure. And that's the place where God will meet you most intimately. Be most present. And then, like Simeon and Anna, we also expect the presence of God when we come into God's house. And that's why we keep coming back and keep coming back. And their words have influenced our liturgies. If you think about it, for many years, we don't do it anymore. But the Nunc Dimittis was part and parcel of the old Catholic liturgy. And that meant in Latin, "Lord, now you let your servant go in peace." That's what we sang after communion. Because in the Word and in the sacrament, we meet Jesus just as truly as if he were standing here among us. In the Word and in the sacrament, Jesus is present. We have seen our salvation. And as we leave from this place, just before we go out the back door, or whoever is assisting on that given morning will say, go in peace. And then he'll say something like, serve the Lord or remember the hungry. Go in peace. And that's just a very, very brief reminder that our salvation has come. And we can go. Whether our going out those doors is to serve our neighbor, or even as it was for Simeon, he knew that now he could go and die in peace. Our salvation has come. And our salvation is here. Embracing you. Lifting you. Present with you. So when we come to the house of the Lord, come expectantly. And you will be in the presence of the Lord, for you are. Where two or three of us are gathered, there I am, says Jesus. And will continue to be revealed. May the peace of God that passes all understanding keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.